On the skyline, on a good day, the awesome jagged lines of the Stiperstone's quartzite rocks are visible. Working from left to right, first is Cranberry Rock. Cranberry Rock, which was like a lesser throne for some dignitary, as Mary Webb wrote in Golden Arrow. Then Manstone, with what looks like a pinnacle on top. The highest point on the ridge, and last, the Devil's Chair. Locals say that the devil sits in his chair when the top of the hill is hidden in cloud or mist. One legend suggests that the devil, when carrying stones in his apron to drop on the people of Hell's Gutter, got lost in the fog. When he was at the top of the ridge, the strings of his apron broke, dropping the stones on the area we know today as Stiperstones. Mary Webb and Malcolm Savile both referred to legends associated with the Devil's Chair.
During the Second World War, the Germans bombed these rocks, thinking they were the buildings of a town with ammunition dumps. You can read an account of this in Never on a Sunday, Memories of the Stiperstone's Mining Communities, which is available from the Bog Centre. As you climb towards the Stiperstones, look south, that's back and left, to see the Longmen stretching away towards the Craven Arms area. Nearer are the Linley Hills, with a small Roman encampment on the top, near the avenue of beech trees. Beyond this, there's the glimpse of a circle of trees planted on the hillside above Linley Hall. It's locally known as Clare's Ring, after Lady Moore, who lived there in the second half of the 20th century. In Moore Church, there's a Roman mosaic, and a villa has been found nearby.